My name is Greg Ledbetter from Purvis, Mississippi, and I send greetings from the 1988 NRC Milwaukee Convention.
And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for October 1988. Hi, I'm Fred Volbe. Well, if you happen to miss the 1988 National Radio Club Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you won't want to miss the 1989 convention. The 1989 National Radio Club Convention will be held over Labor Day weekend in Topeka, Kansas. Kansas is a very hometown state. It's home to many notable people such as Steve Bauer, Paul Swearingen, and who can forget Doc Brinkley, and of course Dorothy and Toto. So if you're looking for a fun thing to do over Labor Day weekend 1989, plan to attend the National Radio Club Convention to be held in Topeka, Kansas. And here's a guy that I'll probably race motorhomes out to Kansas with. This is John Bowker with a look at the travel log. John?
Well, hello everyone, and indeed we do welcome you to the October 1988 DX Audio Service travel log, and I'm John Bowker. Just like Fred said, you know, I gotta stop just for an instant, because the one thing Fred isn't gonna tell you about the Milwaukee convention that was Labor Day weekend. Fred was just magnificent. He put together an FM broadcast station at 89.3 for us, WNRC, and we all had a ball with that. Fred also was put together a quiz, that 50-question quiz that gave everybody so much trouble. He put together some of it. Now, I have to admit that the Bowker hand was in there a little bit, and perhaps some others, too. But I wish everybody from the DX Audio Service could have been in Milwaukee. And enough of you were there to know that I'm not kidding, that Fred really made himself proud, and we all felt very good about it. So congratulations, Fred. And we won't say any more about it, because it'll go to your head. And then your charming wife, Debbie, who was also at Milwaukee, won't be able to deal with you at all. The only person in the Volbe family that wasn't there was their little one. And I didn't get to ask how come, what'd they do with the little one? And I trust everything is in good shape. Hey, I better get out of that before I get in trouble. Let's see. If any of you have very critical ears, you will recognize that I'm using different equipment on the DX Audio Service. In fact, this is now an RCA 77D microphone that we're using instead of the 44BX or the ElectroVoice 666 that was used for most of the travel logs. I think we've talked enough. This month we're going to be going through, what, 1460, 1470, and 1480 tapes. Oh boy, that means next month in November we've got the 1490. Well, that's a biggie. And I must say one thing before I get too far started. In one mail this past month, I had 6 cassettes from DX Audio Service people, and I couldn't be more pleased and happy. What I do, I'll tell you, is play the cassettes as you send them to me in my car as I go around to meet my clients in the broadcast business. And then, of course, rewind them, bring them back home, and stack them up, ready to put on the DX Audio Service. And then I go to Milwaukee, and then my clients ask me to Washington, and then I have to go down to the FCC meetings. And I had a cassette from John W. Smith this past month, among many others, and he said, in a most polite way, I wonder if the cassette I sent you was too bad and you didn't get to it. Well, let me tell John, and a person in Eureka, California, who will never speak to me again, I'm sure, who went to an awful lot of trouble to record all the stations out in that area. Not you, Scott. No. And he sent in a cassette, and I simply haven't responded. I am so embarrassed and out straight with my time. What can I tell you? I will get back to each person and return tapes after I've put them on the DX Audio Service. And so frequently I get cassette tapes from you fellas that are excellent, just terrific. One from Austin, Texas this month that knock your hat off. And that came through very nicely. with a listing of the stations and the frequencies they're on, but so often I get cassettes where I don't know what the frequencies are, and it takes me a play through the cassette to decide what the frequencies are, and first of all to identify the stations, of course. And then, it takes so much time that I am back right now. In Milwaukee, I was back 4.5 hours. I have... I have 4 more tapes since Milwaukee. I'm probably back a good 6 or 7 hours in cassette tapes right now. So, fellas, all I can say is, fellas and gals, all I can say is, as we go through these the second time, you're going to hear a lot of stations you didn't hear the first time. And, Fred, I think that's enough talk, so let's go on with my apologies. Honestly, abject apologies to everybody I haven't been back to yet. But I'm not soliciting any more cassettes for a while. Oh, goodness sakes, I wouldn't know how to do it. Let's go on with the 1460 tape here on the DX Audio Service for October 1988. And what say we start on the West Coast? California, here we come.
7770351. Remember, the Lord is on your side.
This is the voice of Inglewood, KTYM.
Back into your radio. We're the oldies channel, 1460 WRQL. WRQL, always in touch with Jacksonville.
And hey, I've got to interrupt here for just a second. Am I on? I guess I'm on, yeah. Okay. In any event, I was driving through Florida last April or May. Second week in May, and with my recorders going, of course, in the car. And I caught this young lady you're about to hear giving a station break, and obviously filling. She had to fill like 20 or 30 seconds, which is an awful long time when you've got nothing to talk about, as you'll hear. And then the poor tyke, she's padding up to the news, and then she gets so wrapped up in what she's doing, she forgets to bring up the news. Listen.
And this is WVAR, 1460 AM in Bartow, Florida. And at the time now is almost 2 o'clock, and that is the UPI World News coming up next. And I hope you're enjoying all the music I'm playing for you this afternoon from the Great American Songbook, WBAR. And if you have any requests, give me a call at 533-WBAR, and I'll try to get them on for you.
People apparently killed and concealed last week by a retired Air Force sergeant. All of the victims are believed to be relatives or in-laws.
It's 8 o'clock at WAKS, AM and FM, Fuquay, Raleigh.
From Santa Rosa, this is KWFN.
WRKR, FM and AM Racine, with a summer fest of fun for everyone.
WMBA, Ambridge.
AM 1460 WMBA Ambridge now concludes our broadcast day. WMBA Ambridge is owned and operated by Don Communications Incorporated, with studios and offices located at 761 Merchant Street, Ambridge, Pennsylvania, 15003. Portions of today's programming have been pre-recorded. Join us again tomorrow morning at 6 when we begin another broadcast day. On behalf of the staff and management of AM 1460 WMBA, this is Bobby Vaughn wishing you a good evening. And now, our national anthem.
Bringing you memories. We're KDON AM, Salinas, Monterey.
The independent council law has been declared unconstitutional. I'm Mike Allen on the Satellite News Network.
WBZN AM and FM Racine, Milwaukee is Breeze in 100.7 FM, radio's new comfort zone.
1460 Radio, WEMB in Eastern Maryland. It's 1 minute before 4.
This is comprehensive news from Power Radio, WPRW, Manassas, Virginia.
This is WBNS Radio, Columbus, Ohio.
WCMB.
1460 spot on your dial, WCMB.
We can tell.
London, Rochester, 14 WHEC.
This is WHEC, Radio 14 for Rochester, New York. Much more radio where what you want to know comes first.
WHEC, Rochester.
Listen for another broadcast of Town Election Returns 1972 at 6:15 and again at 7:07 over WBET, AM and FM in Brockton.
WBET.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is news service from WPVL Painesville. I'm Craig Adams with a look at this hour's top stories.
On the New York Mets Baseball Network.
WCN Albany News Radio 1460. It's 3 p.m. Our temperature is 71 degrees.
Bob Murphy with Steve Lamar with almost a full house on a beautiful day at Shea.
This is WKAM WZOW Goshen Radio. It's 4 o'clock and 40 degrees. And now the news via satellite.
Entertaining and informing the Sauk Valley from the sesquicentennial city, WIXN AM and FM Dixon.
Hudson Westchester Radio. WVOX New Rochelle.
This is news for Westchester at 1. The workers' strike...
Exciting. It's an interesting and exciting way to go.
3WG is WWWG Rochester.
Listen to your city.
You're listening to CJOY 1460 Guelph.
At 1460 on your AM dial. We'll be waiting for you. And in the meantime, take good care of yourself, sunshine. This is Fran Stone. I wish you love.
My Trade and Sell is brought to you Monday through Friday on WJJZ from 2 until 3 p.m.
WJJZ Mount Holly.
Good evening. You're listening to The City Beat. We're WOKO in Albany, New York. It's 6 o'clock.
Oh, that's a terrific idea, isn't it? Doggone it. Every time I go through Albany, New York, which is about, not less than once a month, I tape record 1460 and 1400. 1400 is now all big band music from the 30s and the 40s, but 1460 keeps changing. In fact, they're going to change their call sign, aren't they, Jerry? Where'd Jerry go? Jerry isn't here to comment, but WJJZ, Mount Holly, the one you heard just next to last on that tape, that's all gone. They're going to reappear, be reincarnated at 640 on the dial with 5,000 watts, although they've just put in for 50,000 watts, I notice. That's about 8 miles from where I am now sitting, so they ought to come in here pretty well. We'll see when that happens. Okay, otherwise, let's see, as I just go down that list of 1460 IDs, there were some real good ones in there. I like that tape. Son of a gun, I may frame that tape. WBET's. Jingle ID I thought was pretty nice, and if you didn't catch it, you might want to play that again sometime. They're in Brockton, Massachusetts, which is just southwest of Boston, not too far from where my daughter lives. And as we're going to hear, I got a problem in Fall River, Massachusetts. I'm going to have to get up that way, and we're going up there at Thanksgiving, but unfortunately tonight Fall River's going to show up, so we're going to miss it. By 2.5 years, I'm missing the doing a good job for you fellas at Fall River. But next time through, we'll have Fall River even better. But you'll hear what I'm talking about in a few minutes, I trust. Okay, let's go on with the 1470 tape. And we're going to start in Farrell, Pennsylvania, which is right on the border. And the young lady who is, you'll hear her slightly distorted, at least in my earphone, she's distorted. And she's about to give an ID for the Farrell station, WNGZ. And the slogan of the station, I played this for Jerry before he left, and I said, hey, Jerry, WNGZ, soon to be number one, or no, the next number one in Youngstown. And he said, yeah, well, they went about it the wrong way, because right after this ID was given in 1985, they dropped about three places in the charts. So what can I tell you? Let's move along with the DX audio service for October 1988. We'll start right, as I say, on the border between Pennsylvania and Ohio. This is really the Youngstown market. Take it, young lady.
It's 3 o'clock at the new Z96, WMGZ Farrell, WMGZ FM Sharpsville, Youngstown's next number one.
That's news and weather. I'm Bill Henderson. Mutual News has been brought to you as a public service of WWML. Serving the main line from Altoona to Johnstown, this is WWML Portage.
Welcome to WOHO Toledo and WWWM Sylvania Toledo.
At the station that plays the great country music. 1470 WKMF Flint.
She tried to hide it by the
Stay tuned for more of today's best gospel music on the Gospel Grace here on Radio 1470 WBTX Broadway, Timberville, Virginia.
This is the radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up with you. 1470 WOHO. Toledo.
The president says easy does it. Good afternoon. I'm Larry Jewett, 1470 WOHO News. It's 1 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock and you're tuned to KANO, 1470 Anoka, your AM alternative. Light rain throughout the metro, cloudy skies, temperature 46 degrees, and yes, it is news time.
With number, your Gold Seal dealer across from the Ford's Prairie School in Centralia.
This is KELA and KMNT-FM Centralia. Chehalis.
AP Network News, I'm Rich Johnson.
Stay right here with the United Stations Radio Network. You're listening to WXKW Allentown.
The Weekly Country Music Countdown.
WVOL, Berry Hill, serving Metro Nashville and Middle Tennessee.
Hit right after another, and they're all solid gold from 1470 Radio. That's Broadcast House, WNEU, and that's Wheeling.
At 1 minute before 1 o'clock, you're listening to the much more music of WJDY in Salisbury, Maryland, where the music keeps coming on a solid gold weekend.
This is WTKO Ithaca, New York, 8 o'clock.
WSRO in Marlboro, the news at noon brought to you by...
Mail your card to Double M's Courteous Merchant Contest, WMMW 1 Church Street in Meriden.
This is WNBP Newburyport.
This is WMPP Radio, East Chicago Heights, the exclusive home of the National Black Network News and the metropolitan Chicago and Gary area.
WYYY Kalamazoo. Good evening, I'm J.B. McKay for Phil Britton, and this tune always gets my motor running.
This is WFAR Farrell Sharon. News on the hour.
This is WBIG in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's Curtis backing time.
You're listening to WMBD, Peoria, Illinois. We're at 8 o'clock.
1985. And we're still making the difference. WRBD, Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach County.
We
WHUT Anderson weather, sunny and pleasant this afternoon, high of 86, mostly clear tonight, low of 58. A chance of afternoon and evening showers and thundershowers tomorrow, high of 82. It is 82 degrees. I'm John Pendolino, WHUT News.
WHUT, it's 3 o'clock, and I'm Jim Kelly.
AM 1470, WSAN, Allentown.
Time now for news from WTTR AM and FM stereo from the Mutual Broadcasting System. We're located here in Westminster.
Magic Radio, WGBU AM Farrell, WMGZ FM Sharpsville.
After an absence of one season, the Flyers are back and ready for action. Get your season ticket form at the Pointe Claire Public Library, Fraser Cycle and Sports in the Valois Shopping Center, Chez Roger Restaurant at Pointe Claire Village, or at CFOX Radio, Hymas and St. John's Road in Pointe Claire during office hours. $25
for... Here, that's the way Quebec stations are IDing more and more. There's no legal requirement in Canada that one give the ID with the call sign and the city, but they are giving the frequency in the city very often. I think I've mentioned on these microphones once before that in Montreal, if you tune into 940, the complete ID on the hour is Montreal 940. Now, very privately, it occurs to me that that makes a lot more sense than giving call letters. Isn't it easier to remember where to tune on the dial rather than to have to make that elision between the call sign and the frequency and, you know. So, anyway, maybe the Canadians are a little ahead of us on that. We'll have to keep a close eye. That would sure make a mess of the DX Audio Service travelogue, wouldn't it, if they only gave frequency and things like that. I know. I allowed WKMF to come through twice on that, but the jingle toward the end I thought was somewhat worthwhile. And before it completely escapes me, not to be labor the issue about the way the Canadians are IDing their stations these days, listen to what CFOX does on the half hour. As a matter of fact, I have it right here.
CFOX, first with music and news in Montreal. It's 6 o'clock.
Now, where's that station licensed in Canada? Oh, dear, they say in Montreal. Pointe Claire is a suburb of Montreal. There's no getting around that. It's on the island that Montreal is on, but then so are four or five other towns. So, I don't know. Let's see. The other thing I could point out is that on the 1470 frequencies, the entire Milwaukee weekend had, among other features, camaraderie. Oh, yes. Some interesting talks about loop antennas. Fred Volpe gave that, just to repeat what I said earlier. And some lightning storms. That WHUT ID from Anderson, Indiana, you heard in the middle of the 1470 tape. Want to hear a better one that I got? Sure. I got this on the way out to Milwaukee. Listen.
I'll have details of those stories following ABC News on 1470 WHUT Anderson.
ABC News, I'm Kate Jordan.
And Kate is all broken up with lightning and static and all that good stuff, so what can I tell you? Let's move along with the 1480 tape this month. And let's see, we're going to start in the state of Michigan. And as was pointed out to me very pointedly at the Milwaukee convention by one of our young subscribers, I don't know my geography of Michigan. Well, let me tell you... dear, I shouldn't fool around, I suppose. I do know where Ypsilanti is. Sure, it's right outside Detroit and Ann Arbor and Kalamazoo and Flint. Right in there, right? Here we go.
It's 3 o'clock in Suds Country, WSDS Ypsilanti, the voice of suburban Detroit.
You know you should be glad.
It's the radio show that has what it takes, but nobody wants it. The hardly famous McDowell get-together with me, Lynn McDowell, 7 to 11 weeknights right here on WHBC Canton.
Good morning, everyone. This is WHBC News and Sports for the Fashion Port. I'm Bill Mercer.
50 years of gold on WMIB Marco Island.
I'm Lon Helton, your host for Nashville Live, heard every Sunday at 5:30 right here on KRED 1480 AM in Eureka.
Big Red is K-Red. K-R-E-D, Eureka.
It's 11 o'clock. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bill Deal. An apparent attempted coup in Panama today, but it's still not clear who's in power there.
It's 8 o'clock on the West Coast. You're listening to Orange County's Radio Place, 24 hours a day of Southern California's greatest music. We are Quiz, KWIZ, Santa Ana. This hour, we're going to rate a brand new Christmas song by Alabama.
WTDY Today Radio, Madison.
The station you've been waiting for, WABB AM 1480 Mobile.
It's 3-1 here. Two outs now for the man at second. Andres Galarraga will bat and will pause for station identification on the WGN Chicago Cubs Baseball Network.
You're enjoying Chicago Cubs Baseball on AM 1480 WRSW Warsaw.
Here's Galarraga.
And now until the other side of the news, we're going to get away from the music and bring ourselves up to date on what's happening in the world for Friday morning, January 2nd. Bob Kraling, your Special K here in the morning on WHBC in Canton. News time from ABC, 10:30.
I'm Chet Douglas, ABC News.
We're 1480 KLEO, Wichita, Kansas. ABC News time now is 1 o'clock and it's 92 degrees.
From ABC News, I'm Kate Jordan.
WCIN in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1480 on your radio dial.
A-H-A-T, now country kids.
This is WHM New York.
Soul Power Number 1, WDAS, 148 Philadelphia.
It's 11:30. This is Jerry Stevens, WCFR Springfield. The walkout of...
Help keep your part of the environment clean by picking up your WSAR litter bag at Fall Rivers People's Cooperative Bank.
WSAR 1480. WMQM.
KPEA, Mission, Kansas.
News is our business at WYZE, Atlanta's first and only all-news station. News Radio, 1480.
WTRA, Latrobe, that's where you're at the radio station. It's about 12:25, and like I said, if you're out in your car, it is sleeting and the roads are fairly icy, and so if you're driving around, you might want to be careful.
This is WMAX News Radio, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Music Power, WLEE, Richmond.
This is WISL and WISL FM, Shamokin, Pennsylvania.
WTHI, Terre Haute.
NBC News, I'm Don Alexander.
Bob Wills, Freddie Fender, Willie Nelson, and Asleep at the Wheel. Every hour from 6 p.m. Friday through 8 p.m. Sunday. Stories and songs, and a chance to win a Texas Country album. A Texas Country weekend on the box in Big D.
KVOX Country News.
Laura a las tres.
This is WJIT, 1480 in New York.
That's Sonny and Cher on WSHB. The time is 7 o'clock, time you ordered your new Con organ. Prices will never be better than right now at the Kramer Music House, 77 East King Street in Shippensburg.
The All-American.
WSHB Shippensburg.
This is WLEA Hornell, New York. It's 2 o'clock.
Well, Fred, I'm back over here in the corner again. That's a nice song to end. I think I end our travelogue on for this month. There were several stations on there I wanted to comment on. The KBOX was recorded by me in an AM/FM radio cassette machine, you know, in a briefcase at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport at approximately, that was 4 o'clock Central Time, or it may have been 5 o'clock Central Time, on April 1st, 1976, because I was changing planes on the way in an emergency to go from the East Coast to the West Coast. That was the day the NBC engineer strike started in 1976. And I was on my way from Princeton, New Jersey to KNBR at San Francisco. And the only way I could get there was to change planes at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. And the plane, of course, was 10 or 12 minutes late, and so it got in at like 5 minutes of, and I forget, 4, I think, a.m. And I couldn't get another flight out of Dallas-Fort Worth to get into San Francisco for 15 minutes. But I didn't have time to open my bag and set up tape recorders, so I had set this on the airplane for KBOX. And those of you who heard WRR, that ID was recorded on a separate machine in my briefcase at exactly the same time. But those are stories that we tell around the convention bonfire, right, Fred, when we have all the girls with the pom-poms out there? Surely you didn't miss the bonfire, Fred.
No, I don't know if I missed the bonfire or not. I'm just wondering which convention you were at, John. We'll have a look at the Market Scope with Phil Wayne right after this.
The National Radio Club's 9th edition of the AM Radio Log is now available, containing over 200 pages with over 6,000 AM radio station listings from the United States and Canada. Each station listing consists of its location, frequency, call letters, format, news network, address, antenna pattern, and power of station, plus much more. If you are in the United States, the cost of the book is $12.95 U.S. If you are in Canada or Mexico, the price is $13.95 U.S. If you are ordering from Central or South America or the Caribbean, the price of the book is $16. If you are ordering from Great Britain, Western Europe, or Northern Africa, the cost of your book is $19. And if you are ordering from any other country, the cost of this book is $23. Send your order to the National Radio Club Publication Center, Box 164, Mansville, New York, United States of America. Zip code is 13661.
Well, thank you once again, Fred. You're such a gentleman. Must be from Louisville. This is Market Scope for October 1988, and I'm your jovial host, Phil Wayne. Speaking of gentlemen, I had a little help again this month. Did you happen to catch this golden voice on the FM airwaves last month in Milwaukee?
Hello, this is Joe Sorensen for the DX Audio Service, and right now I'm in St. Louis, Missouri for the Gospel Music Workshop of America Convention, and as part of that, Gospel Music Announcers all this week. And being that this is Gospel Music Convention, let's have some examples of Gospel Music Station here in St. Louis, WESL, 1490 on the dial, 1,000 watts, and 24 hours, part of Willis Broadcasting, 24 hours of gospel music. So let's hear something from WESL 1490 here in St. Louis.
And of course, we'll be live until 4 o'clock. The store open until 6 p.m. this afternoon. We're going to turn it back over to James Holt and Power 14.9.
Thank you so very much. And that's Ruth Young. She's located along with Tony Pulliam and Frank Davis over at the Sofa Factory. And that location, 7120 Page at Pennsylvania, where you can get some of the very best in furniture deals anywhere. They're coming from the north, south, east, and west. Delegates of the Gospel Music Workshop of America to the 21st Annual Gospel Music Workshop of America Convention held in St. Louis on August the 13th through the 20th. They're coming 25,000 strong to give God the praise. Come out and experience this exciting week. There's something for everybody. Early morning prayer meetings, daytime classes, evening services, and late night preaching. The Clarion at 200 South 4th Street is the headquarters hotel, and A.J. Cervantes Convention Center is the site for each nightly service. Texas. Stand up and be a witness at the 21st Annual Gospel Music Workshop of America, where Reverend James Cleveland is founder and president. Keep your dial right here at Power 14.9 AM for daily updates. To have eternal life. We know with the temperature soaring past 90 degrees daily, the last thing on your mind is heating bills.
The time is 2:30 in East St. Louis and St. Louis, our gateway city. I'm Brother James spreading the gospel inspirational music right here on WESL. And this is Harlan Griffin from Atlanta, Georgia. And Jesus loves us all if we let him in.
And now let's hear a little bit of talk radio in the St. Louis area. KXOK at 6:30 on the dial. And features most some of the satellite network talk radio, and they have some local programming, and also Larry King at night. So on Market Scope on the DX Audio Service, KXOK at 6:30 on the dial, talk radio here in St. Louis.
You know, For the People is launching our summer promotion. We're on a drive, quite frankly, to raise funds during the normally slower summer months. Now, as an incentive, we're giving away 100 prizes to lucky winners by drawing to be held Friday, September 15th, 1988. The grand prize winner will receive a floor model Thomas AM-FM old-time radio in the beautiful walnut wood cabinet, which is advertised at $350. The next five winners receive the beautiful 1928-style Grandma AM-FM wood cabinet table radio. Five third runner-ups get a blabbermouth talking AM-FM radio. Then we give away 10 Revengers and 79 money books. Now simply join For the People, send in any order or call, or simply drop a postcard to Summer Fun, P.O. Box 101, Cedar Key, Florida 32625. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
The events, inside information, opinions, interesting guests. It's all part of Budweiser Sports Talk. Weeknights from 5 till 7 on Talk Radio 63, KXOK St. Louis.
National Guard controversy continues.
Now let's tune in on the CBS affiliate in St. Louis, KMOX at 1120.
In St. Louis, hazy skies, and it's 76 degrees at 6 minutes past 10. Good morning, I'm Mike O'Connor, KMOX Radio News. Today is another Ask the Automotive Expert Day on KMOX Radio's Call for Action. The Call for Action phone lines will be staffed today by technicians from the Automobile Club of Missouri. Questions will be answered confidentially and free of charge from 11 this morning until 1 this afternoon at 421-1975. Call for Action is another service of KMOX Radio. The forecast after this. A reminder, you can get the latest score by telephone on the KMOX Sports Line at 321-1111 and weather information on the weather line at 321-2222. Scattered showers this morning, then partly sunny by afternoon. The high today, 85 to 90. Then tonight it'll be fair with a low in the upper 60s. And Sunday, mostly sunny and warm, a high near 90. Currently in St. Louis, barometric pressure is steady at 29.84. Relative humidity 90%, wind is from the north at 5 miles per hour, and with some haze, it's 76 degrees at 11 minutes past 10. I'm Mike O'Connor, KMOX Radio News, and it's time now for 20 Questions. Time now for Games People Play, a test of your knowledge of people, places, and things. Now, here's your host.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Games People Play on a Saturday morning on KMOX Radio. I'm Mary Thielen.
And this is Dave Strauss. And Jeff Loeb is joining us again today. Hi, Jeff.
Great to be back. We had fun last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. And Monday morning, and we are back again with 2 hours of 20 questions today.
That's right. We're going to do it for 2 straight hours all the way up till 12 o'clock.
We have a lot of good prizes, too.
Oh, I'm excited.
A lot of good prizes. And, Jeff, why don't you go ahead and run through the rules, just so everybody knows what we're doing here.
All righty. 20 questions on KMOX Radio is based on the board game 20 Questions, which you can find in St. Louis at most places that carry toys and games. And the way we play 20 Questions on KMOX is the callers will call in, and they will get three clues or chances to guess a secret or a well-known, I should say, person, place, thing, or year. And if they get it within three guesses, they will win a prize. And one of the things to point out about this game is our listeners will always know the answer. It's just a matter of whether they'll get it within three clues. And I just want to point out that they might as well take a guess because they've got nothing to lose, even if they don't know the right answer. They'll have about 5 seconds to come up with the right answer.
And now on our market scope of the Gateway City, St. Louis, let's explore another gospel music station, KIRL, at 1460 on the dial, St. Charles and St. Louis. It's been doing gospel music since 1979, 24 hours a day. Let's sample some of KIRL in St. Louis, St. Charles.
We're AM 1460 KIRL, St. Charles, serving St. Louis. Music by Kingdom right here at AM 1460, the amazing KIRL. The name of that selection is Fully Committed. Good afternoon to you. The current temperature is 86 degrees. It is a beautiful day today on this Saturday, August the 20th. It is a beautiful day. Not too hot, just right. We'll be back with more good gospel music right after these brief, important messages.
Those are some of the radio stations in the Gateway City of St. Louis. And this is Joe Sorensen for the DX Audio Service.
Isn't that enough to make you want to pack a bag full of AM radios and head for the Gateway City? For the DX Audio Service and Market Scope, Phil Wayne here. See you next month as we cover a 50,000-watt format change. And now with something more exciting than WHAS, here's John Bowker.
First on the dial, WNRC.
Paul Young about to make an appearance here on WNRC. What's the weather for today? Well, I tell you what you do. You take yesterday's weather that actually happened, you remember what that was, and you look out the window right now and you kind of blend the two. Make that your forecast, and you want to know a fact, you'd be right more often than the U.S. Weather Service. No kidding. Even right here in Milwaukee. Well, maybe we can do a little better than that as we listen to Paul Young.
Hey, if we can solve any problem.
Oh, this fine, fine music at FM 89. You can take it with you wherever you go, from Wilson Park to Greendale to Layton Avenue to Grange Avenue, out to the airport perhaps, all over the Airport Midway Motel, and that's where we're convening this wonderful Labor Day weekend in Milwaukee.
He travels through the night.
From your station of the convention, the big one, WNRC.
Almost time to get up, Milwaukee, but not yet. You can relax some more with WNRC while we have music by Eric Carmen and Don Henley and all the very best. In fact, here's Boston, More Than a Feeling.
I woke up this morning and the sun was gone.
John Bowker playing through.
I'll bet you're wondering what the weather's going to be today for the NRC convention here in Milwaukee. Well, crack your eyelids and then crack a curtain. And just remember, it only rains 1 out of 4 days in Milwaukee in September.
Do you remember?
A little sample there of how WNRC sounded during Morning Drive with John Bowker. And believe me, John, I say this only because a lot of other people have said it. You did a fantastic job doing mornings on WNRC. Can't wait till next year on KNRC when you do country. Just kidding. And that just about wraps it up for this edition of the DX Audio Service for October 1988. And as you may recall, on Side 1, one of our members made the comment that they liked our ID package, the NBC News and Information Service jingle package that we use here on the audio service. So for the remainder of this tape, this one's for you. Audio service is a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated.